ABC Radio Australia.
Now to Papua New Guinea, where a campaign to stop a proposed gold and copper mine has been boosted with the support of famous house tambarans, or spirit houses. They are traditional centres of political and cultural power that live along the Sepik River. The Chinese-owned Australian-based company Pan Ost wants to build the mine on the Freedom River, a tributary of the Sepik River, and is seeking approvals from the PNG government. But chiefs from 28 house tambarans representing 78,000 people have signed a declaration calling for a total ban of the mine. The group Project Sepik organized the declaration, and coordinator Emmanuel Penny says it's the first time communities along the river have united in a common cause. He spoke to our reporter Liam Fox.
Before the colonization, House Tambaran were the center of the village, every village. They were the parliament houses. Decisions are made in there. Decisions are final if it comes from the house, from the House Tambaran or the spirit houses. From someone who is from outside, you would think that it's only the men that makes the decision, but a lot of processes goes in where everyone, women, children, young people, and the men themselves all have proper consultations. And the amazing thing compared to House Tambaran, perhaps in your world or in the West, is that in the House Tambaran, they also consult the ancestors who have died and passed on, and they also consult children who are not born yet. So it's a full circle consultation where everyone is in unison to a particular decision. So that's the House Tambaran. It's the center of politics, it's the center of governance, center of art, and center of life in a village. That's why this is also significant.
The actual declaration itself, it makes a number of points. What is the main thrust?
The declaration is a coalition of the House Tambaran along the Sepik River. They have come together as a collective voice. They are the guardians who are chosen, selected to be the stewards of the place, and they should be the first people to make a call. They should say whether it's yes or no. And in the declaration, they've said it's complete ban of the Freedom Mine.
It's mentioned in the background paper to the declaration that these meetings in the House Tambaran were in some ways analogous to warfare. So what do you think will or could happen if this declaration is ignored by the local MPs, the ward councillors, the PNG government?
One of our main work, one of the reasons why I moved to the village to do this is to ensure that there is no civil war like in Bougainville. Everyone is just getting ready and waiting for the government to say yes, and then we will have a war. So one of our work has been to say, not yet. We need to, and I'll say it bluntly, we need to exhaust this white man's way of doing this first. Then we will come to you. So if they don't listen, there will be an uprising, and there will be, and I've always said it, bloods will be on their hands.
You mentioned before about how things happen in the House Tambaran, that the spirits of ancestors are consulted, also the spirits of future children. Did that happen in these cases, and did you witness that? And if so, could you describe for us what's it like, and what's it like to witness something like that?
I always think that I am a cultured Papua New Guinean. I've traveled the world, lived 12 years away from Papua New Guinea, so I see the world differently. I believe in science and all this. But this was special in that there were some things that happened to us that were unexplainable as a team that were traveling. When they chewed the betel nut and throw things and call on the ancestors, there was some sort of eerie feeling about it. The place became special. And we as a team that were traveling, we felt changes in the way we travel. Like I was, the skipper of our boat was thinking, hey, we went there as 11 people, and I feel that we have got 40 people in this outboard motor. So we had to talk to the spirits and talk to them and say, look, you're with us, but can you just not be on the boat with us? If you're a fish, go and swim. If you're a bird, fly and give some space so that we can conserve fuel and travel.